and that she met a successful tobacco planter named John Rolfe in July 1613. Pocahontas was allowed relative freedom and within the settlement, and she began to enjoy her role in the relations between the colony and her people. After most of the year of captivity, Dale brought 150 armed men, and Pocahontas went into Powhatan's territory to obtain her entire ransom. Attacked by the Indians, the Englishmen burned many houses, destroyed villages, and killed several Indian men. Pocahontas was finally sent ashore when she was reunited with her two brothers, whom she told that she was treated well and that she was in love with the Englishman John Rolfe and wanted to marry him. Powhatan gave his consent to this, and the Englishman departed. Delighted to the prospect of the peacemaking marriage, although they didn't receive the full ransom. John Rolfe was a very religious man who agonized for many weeks. After the decision to marry a strange wife, a heathen Indian, he finally decided to marry Pocahontas after she had been converted to Christianity. For the good of the plantation, the honor of our country, for the glory of God, for my own salvation, Pocahontas was baptized, Christianized Rebecca, later married John Rolfe on April 5th, 1614. A general peace and spirit of goodwill between the English and the Indians resulted from this marriage. Pocahontas played a significant... After 7 months, John Rolfe decided to return to his family in Virginia. On March 1617, they set sail. It was soon apparent, however, that Pocahontas would not survive the voyage home. She was deathly ill from pneumonia and possible tuberculosis. She was taken ashore, and as she lay dying, she comforted her husband, saying, "All must die. 'Tis enough that the child liveth." She was buried in churchyard in Gravesend, England. She was 22 years old. I think Pocahontas was very brave. She saved John Smith's life.